Okay, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Alpira Delaware Charter School Operations Board Meeting. Yes, we'll quickly review the agenda. Start with the public comment, approval of the meeting minutes and agenda, and we'll have updates from the Operation Committee. I think we're going to move the head of school report until January. Is that correct? So we'll have an amendment to the agenda that will not cover the head of school report today. And we also had the meeting minutes from our meeting in November. So let's take a minute for review. And then I welcome a motion to both approve the amended agenda as well as the meeting minutes for the meeting in November.
Motion to approve the minute meetings. Santiago.
And the change.
And the change.
The change in the agenda, Santiago.
Great, thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Patton.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so agenda will be modified accordingly, and meeting minutes are having approved. So quickly, by the way, I'm acknowledging that we didn't have any public comments. Next agenda item is updates from the Operations Committee related to the expansion. So, Brett?
So, all of you have a spreadsheet. So, right from the top, you know, we've talked about this since day one. Our target for the construction budget is $2.1 million. As I reported last month, we were not there. We did a lot of work. We're now, as of today, at $2.6 million, which you'll see at the top. You'll see a $500,000 deficit. I also said I would get the actual numbers. So I actually went into the budgets, and the actual number that we have construction expenses actually to the penny $2,153,079, and again the budget is 2.6 as we know it today. So our actual true deficit, I should say, is $446,921. So now I wanted to let you know that everything that's occurred in the past few weeks, and especially today, so we have two confirmed, actually one, I'll talk about the other one. One big confirmed funding opportunity, which actually we got noticed very late today, we did get $250,000, which is the additional, remember we got the charter school expansion grant, and we talked about that several months ago. So now we're up to $1 million for that.
That's what I was trying to connect in my head. Was this a, because I knew we had 750.
Exactly.
And that's part of the 653,000. So we have 1.5, another 650 or so.
Yeah.
This is in addition to that 650.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I was trying to add.
So this, I should say, this was not budgeted in the construction. I guess I should make it clear, right? When I look at this, right? So the other one is what our FY21, which obviously is next year, which starts July 1. I can tell you because that number is based on this year's enrollment, 930, which we all know is 946 students. So I did a little ratio, we'll get $152,000, which is model capital improvements, but I can certainly throw some of that towards the construction.
When are we supposed to get the 250? Because is it broken out like, because the 750 or whatever we got before was broken out over a couple years?
Actually, so we got it all. It was changed. Remember, okay. We went to this meeting. We all thought it was going to be split. It was a year late. We thought we were going to get 2/3. We actually got all of it right off the bat. And per DOE, we were actually going to get this money loaded like immediately. So I expect we're going to see it.
That was because that was in the next question.
A couple of weeks, if not earlier.
Okay. So we'll see it on the revenue side of our budget this
right.
year, of actual.
So I'll add it to the operating budget when I report it, you know, the final operating budget in January. I can clean all this up because it's confirmed. So then, you know, that puts us at $302,307. We have a lot of other additional grants that are out there that we're working on. I just listed them. Bottom line is we have an opportunity of $870,000. Well, we get all that, obviously not, but again, we're gonna continue to apply for anything that is out there, that's what we're doing. And then obviously, you've heard in previous board meetings, they're ramping up, getting ready to kick off this capital campaign. I'm showing no dollars here, but clearly, we're gonna get some substantial funding there as well. So in a nutshell, it's pretty simple to see it. I listed current, as we know today, the current construction budget deficit, $446,421. You throw back our confirmed funding, which is accurate, it's $402,307. We're left without getting any other additional funding, whether it be grant or the capital campaign, which we already know that's not gonna happen. We're left to make up $44,114. And really, that will be in next year's operating budget. So I can tell you, and I make my little note here, next year we'll be looking at an $18 million budget. I guarantee you, I can find $44,000 in expenses there. So I will tell you, we're in good shape. And again, we were fighting for a $2.1 million budget. That's on the AIA contract, which is a typical construction contract that we use every time we've done construction. Remember, the key number is a GMP that we should get probably by February 1st. And that's after the bid package is released and the subs, you know, provide the bids, which we will get to see.
So does the new budget number, does that include any of the big systems, you know, that we have to, like,
yes.
What does that include today, and could you
yes.
give us a sense
so,
of, like, what this 2.6 really is?
Well, it's basically just to be able to open the school, which is going to be a minimum of 8 classrooms, minimum, which really gets us at least 2 years. But remember, the big challenge we faced was the HVAC system.
Mm-hmm.
So we were not anticipating having to do so much work, and that's probably a third of that budget right now.
Okay, so it is.
So that's your, Lewis, to answer your question, that's your big hitter right there.
Yeah. Would that take care of all the system, like for the entire building, or just a portion?
It will be something that will be expanded throughout, but it's basically going to be pretty much all new everywhere we're at, because that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay, got it.
What other questions do we have?
I probably have one more question. So between the capital campaign and the grants, are we thinking of these as, and is this me pulling the pieces together in my head, is capital campaign will be a separate funding source, a separate activity, and then we will continue to, okay. Because that's how it's broken out. I just want to make sure that's
yes.
how I understand
yes.
that. It's two separate activities driving additional.
Yeah, continue
yeah.
to, when you talk about two separate activities, let me sure I understand
yeah.
versus jumping to,
yeah.
to an answer. Separate activities from seeking
yeah.
grants?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the seeking grants is one effort that we're gonna continue
mm-hmm.
to do
mm-hmm.
on a continuous
mm-hmm.
basis.
Mm-hmm.
The capital campaign is
yes.
a multi-year, it has a start and stop
correct,
point.
Correct. The update I can give today, given our almost weekly meetings with Lynn and Fred, is, you know, we talk about a soft launch
yeah.
and we're gonna do that earlier
yeah.
in the year. Before we actually go, you know, very public, our timetable is probably 3 years.
Okay.
To get to the number that,
yep.
that we're looking at, I'm actually going to be asking. I already asked Lynn to join us at the January meeting.
Yeah.
So she can give us
okay.
all the details.
Perfect.
So what is the structure? What is the timetable?
And what do we have
to
do?
Who we
yeah.
have recruited to do what? So we're going to be ready. We should be, you know, getting ready. To be able to, you know, more formally.
Yeah.
Remember also, you know, this meeting is a public meeting, so we'll go into the record, but the big kickoff of the capital campaign is later on. We'll do the soft launch
yeah.
and really start securing
yeah.
some funds
yeah,
very early in the year.
Yeah.
So we can have sort of a base and a grounding, and we really actively like to do that the first 3 months of the year.
Right.
And then, you know, take a look at the next phase of that.
Yeah. No, and that makes sense. The reason, part of why I'm asking is, as I think about how we kind of monitor and provide oversight with this part, this next phase of where the school is going to, it'd be, if all of that is really tied to, you know, expanding the high school, then it'd be nice to break out the report on an ongoing basis. Like, we have the budget, but then also have a separate, you know, so that we can connect the dots on, like, are the activities we're doing really, you know, are they hitting the mark in terms of what we need to be doing from
a
capital
absolutely.
Perspective?
We'll have
just, that's all I'm thinking
very
about.
Very clear tabs on the need that is associated with the capital campaign.
Yeah,
I mean, you do need to keep that very, you know, have accountability for that very clearly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have people, you know, giving you money, you know, you want to
that's
have
right.
that
accountability. That's right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh,
so it's an expansion of our, just the budget report and all
so
that. That's all. I mean, that's
so
how I'm thinking about it.
I already have an appropriation in the budget for just this capital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, which is good. It's just breaking it out makes it easier to make sure we're monitoring it for me, because it's sometimes hard to, when it's all in there, it's sometimes hard to break out, but having something like this is absolutely helpful. So that's the only reason why I was asking, but all right, I'm good.
What's the timeline of the whole project, including all the phases?
Well, that will depend on funding, but I can tell you, we will.
See, right now we're only committing to the first phase. Because we have to see what else happened in terms of enrollment and everything.
Campaign, all
the capital campaign that will dictate
and
how quickly and how much. Then we,
and no one is very aware that it is fluid. It's just really tough. But we're still, with approval tonight, we are there ready to launch. So literally they're going to begin a text message. They're all waiting to hear because they are ready. They've got the drawings. All the engineering's done, so they need to start getting the bid packages out. I expect, so we cleared all the hurdles with Newcastle County. We had to go to a Board of Adjustment hearing where it was really a parking variance because, did I report this last board?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we got that because they look at the building being used by two entities as if they're there together the whole time, which obviously is not the case. So we're ready to get permits and basically start with demolition. I'm thinking it might be, for some reason, January 8th comes to mind. I don't know what that falls on, but like the second week of January, somewhere in that time.
So
and to be complete.
The reason why I asked that is, based on the lease, we might have a vacant, or we have vacancy during that period. Do we have plans for that if we don't have funding?
I'm not
for vacancy.
For the, because I know right now the church is occupies a piece of it, right?
For you.
Well, and it will continue there.
They have actually 2 years.
Yes.
Okay.
We're co-locating.
So after that 2 years.
Do
we have plans for that if we're not going to move on? If we don't plan on having the faces done after year two, do we have plans to use that space for something? Or because technically we can generate some income then if...
We're going to need all the space. You're saying about the area that's in gray?
The area that the church is using right now.
Yeah. So that's going to turn into the permanent cafeteria.
But that's in future phases, right?
Mm-hmm. In the second phase, yeah.
Okay, so we don't know when that phase is going to start. It all depends on funding.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying if we're not going to start it in 2 years, what's the plan then for that space? Do we have plans for that space?
I think we have a plan to increase the enrollment to be able to begin
Capital campaign, I guess we're counting on a successful capital campaign, so we then do the next phase.
So we're saying in 2 years, we really need to get what we need to get.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
To start the next phase.
Mm-hmm. And three.
Well, you would,
third year,
you would want to start construction.
The construction would start in the second year.
So just like we did here, we have to stay ahead of the enrollment because we don't want to pull back. We want to continue to grow and expand the grade every year.
Okay.
No, but it is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe my reservation is we do need to be successful in all these other things regarding enrollment,
yeah.
regarding the
yeah.
capital campaign, to keep that schedule.
Yeah.
So the answer to your question really is, yes, we do have a schedule. It is contingent
yes.
on this.
Yes.
Maybe that would have been the better, a better rephrase of
yeah.
answer to your question.
yeah.
Ideally, I mean, that's the ideal scenario and the scenario that we're striving for. That's the reason that we're putting in place all these pieces, continue with the grants, continue, you know, officially launch the capital campaign, so we
yeah.
can maintain that schedule.
Hit the lottery.
Yeah. yeah, you hit the lottery. You got time. So,
no,
I was gonna say because I think it's what I probably was struggling with initially is seeing the 5-6 years out,
mm-hmm.
and looking at that, and then measuring everything we're doing against that.
Yep.
And I think that's probably you, finance guys, right? So, that's where I think I've personally struggled too to kind of see, well, are these decisions that we're making today, do they make sense against what that target state really looks like long term, and then how do we measure against that, and kind of how do we build that timeline out? So I think that may be helpful, a bit more helpful, because I know we did the 5-year forecast when we did,
mm-hmm.
which was all good
mm-hmm.
from an enrollment perspective, but like from my project
from
management
investment perspective,
yeah, that's the
right. And I think next year, you know, when we
mm-hmm.
actually do the capital campaign, see how that goes, we probably can reaffirm the timetable based on the success of that process.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, that's going
to
determine
kinda continue
our
to refine
ability,
it, yeah.
our ability to, you know, to do, because you know we. We're on the premise that we want to minimize any loans or
yeah.
any
yeah.
kind of those type of activities. We just want to do it differently,
yep.
not you know overextend ourselves in that regard. So my proposal, you know, would be there's no other questions. I don't necessarily want to rush the decision, but
mm-hmm.
to submit a motion to approve. You know, moving forward with the first phase of construction, including all the terms in terms of the accounting as they've been described, understanding that you know we do have the money on hand is with the 2.1, well now we have more plus the 4.2 the four.
Yep.
2.5.
So are we approving the actual budget for the construction, or are we approving the load?
Well, it's all combined as we discussed it last month, but really it's to give approval so Lourdes can sign a construction contract, because they can't do anything until we've got to have a contract. I mean, they've been doing a lot of work, obviously.
So I'll make a motion to approve the budget for, call it the first phase of $2.6 million construction budget, inclusive of the $1.5 million loan, that term that we reviewed in the last meeting, as well as all the other funding that is presented here.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we got it done. A green light to move forward.
Awesome.
I have the documents.
Anything else? Any other new business? Do I get a motion to adjourn?
Come on, Tiffany.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have
I'm a second?
Second,
Tiffany.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, so we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can somebody
get all that?